بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor he is begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. To him belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Muhammad is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will have a class called Marriage is an Act of Worship. First, I will inform you about the elements of the class. And the elements are, number one, we will discuss marriage in Islam. Number two, marriage is an act of worship. Number three, marriage is a bond of mercy and affection. Number four, the duties of the Muslim husband and the duties of the Muslim wife. This is the element of the topic, and inshallah we will discuss it one by one, and at the end inshallah we will have inshallah half an hour for questions and answers. Okay, so the first of the topic is marriage in Islam. Okay, marriage in Islam, actually is a human institution which is highly respectable in Islam, as it is the legal way to form the family, which is the foundation of the Islamic society structure. So this is clarifying to us how Islam respects the family. Because in Islam, the family is the basic foundation of the Muslim society. Okay, in Islam, there can't be except a family as a base for the society. Any illegal relation in Islam is haram, not accepted. Okay, so the family is the human institution, and it is the legal way to have a family. Also, Islam encourages the respect and the kind treatment of the women. And inshallah now we will have the proofs from the Quran and the Sunnah to prove to us these two facts. Proof number one, in Islam, both the husband and the wife have the right of choice of its partner, life partner. And there should be an acceptance and an approval of the acceptance from both the husband and the wife. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the virgin is not married until her permission is sought. Okay? What the meaning of this is that the woman or the woman has the free choice to choose her husband on the absence of any pressure from the parents, whom can advise, but they are not supposed to pressurize. This means that any marriage under pressure is illegal in Islam. Okay? And you know, sisters, everyone has to know this reality, that if a father or a mother pressurizes her daughter to marry and the daughter didn't agree, this means that marriage is illegal. Okay? This is not a legal marriage. This is haram marriage. Okay? So this fact has to be clear to every one of us. This fact to clarify how Islam respects the woman. Okay? A woman cannot marry except that she is agreeing to marry that man and they get the acceptance from her. Okay? This is number one. Number two, this is the clarification that in Islam, man and woman are equal. They have the equal rights. If he has the right to choose me, I have the right to choose him. Okay? So this is number one, the first proof that Islam respects the woman and it respects the right to choose their husband. Proof number two is that marriage in Islam is a pledge which must be respected by every believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, women section in Islam, in Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأخذنا منكم ميثاقا غليظا. In Islam, the pledge of marriage is the pledge which is given, number one, in the name of God, and number two, according to the method Allah has made it lawful. Okay? These are the two facts related to the pledge of marriage in Islam, in the name of Allah, and according to the method which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it lawful. Every believer must respect the pledge and respect the women's rights in the pledge. Okay? And here I want to clarify to you a very important point which sometimes most of the Muslim women, they are not aware of. At the time of writing the pledge of the marriage, okay, the women and the men also, but this is related to the women because they don't know. You have the right to write whatever you are looking for to have in your marriage. Okay, suppose you are living in Houston and your family is in Houston and you want to have to live all your marriage in Houston close to your family. So you tell to your husband before writing the pledge that I will write in the marriage, in the pledge of marriage, that I will live my marriage life with you in the same city of Houston close to my family. I will write this in the pledge and you write it. If you write it, and then a day come and he tell you, let us move from Houston, you tell him, wait, let us get the pledge of marriage. It is written from day one that I told you I will live beside my parents. Maybe the father is sick, the mother is sick, whatever they are in need of me. And I clarified to you this from day one and I wrote it. So you have to keep in this in consideration, and I clarified to you this. You agree, okay, you don't agree, this will be final. There will be no way for fighting or court or anything. Whatever is written in the marriage of the pledge, he has to agree for, because he agreed for it at the time of the writing. So he has to follow it all the rest of the life. For example, you want to work after marriage, okay, you write it in the marriage of the pledge. After marriage, I have the right to work. And if you don't agree, I have the right to be separated immediately. Okay? So, alhamdulillah, if the Islam is giving us this right to write whatever you like, even here in America, when you write the pledge of marriage in the masjid, okay, you write. You ask the imam, please write for me 1, 2, 3 in front of the husband and in front of everyone. Okay, so alhamdulillah, this is a proof that in the pledge of marriage in Islam, the women have the right, okay, to write whatever will be convenient for them all their marriage life. Okay, the proof number three that in marriage, that Islam respects the marriage and respects the woman, is that Islam gives every woman a clear and personal right to her marriage portion, which is the dowry. That dowry belongs to the women, and she should receive it herself, not her guardian. And she is free to spend it as she likes. Okay? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة فإن طبن لكم عن شيء منه نفسا فكلوه هنيئا مريئا. Again, alhamdulillah, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of marriage, okay, you have the marriage portion, which is the dowry, it is yours. Okay, if you want to keep it, you keep it. If you want to buy whatever you want, okay, you are not supposed to give it to your parents. If you want to give it to your parents, okay, that's good. Okay, if you want to help your husband at the beginning of the marriage, that's good. But it is again and again, it is the freedom which the Islam is giving to the women. And we don't appreciate it. Everyone is always under the impression that Islam is supporting the men over the women. Actually, after this class, inshallah, you will realize how Islam is supporting the women and how Islam is the best religion to support the women. Okay, and actually I knew this more when I read the book of history, world history, which is taught in the college here in America, and it is comparing the situation of the women in Islam and the situation of the women in other religions. And inshallah, at the end of the class, when I will clarify to you more and more, you will realize how Islam is the most merciful religion towards the women. But the problem is that we don't know our rights. So everyone is complaining out of ignorance. Inshallah, I pray to Allah that we will learn this today, inshallah. Proof number 4 related to that Islam respect marriage and respect the woman is that in Islam it is the husband's responsibility to provide the essential needs of the family. The essential needs include food, clothes, treatment, and residence. This is the responsibility of the husband in Islam. Okay, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 233, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, وعلى المولود له رزقهن وكسوتهن بالمعروف. So, again, it is the responsibility of the husband. But if you want to cheer, if you want to help, okay, it is up to you. You are not pushed, you are not pressurized, it is not your duty. And because of that, sisters, you have the freedom to work or not to work in Islam. It is not your duty when you ask one sister why you are working from day to night, 7 days per week, she will tell you, because I am supporting my family. This is not your duty. This is your husband's duty. If you want to support him, if you have a problem, your husband is not working, and this is a favor from you, Jazakallah khair, may Allah reward you the best because you are helping your husband. But it is not your duty. If your husband, alhamdulillah, is doing his role and in marriage, and he is supporting the family, so it will be your responsibility to know, okay, what are your duties? Okay, this is what we will discuss it, not to miss the issues. Okay? Number 5, the proof number 5 that Islam is supporting the women and that Islam respect marriage is that the kind treatment is a duty of every husband. Okay? You see, sisters, whatever we are discussing, we are always mentioning duty of the husband. Duty of the husband. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, in Surah النساء, Surah number 4, Ayah number 19, Allah is sending this message to the husbands, not to the wives. Okay? وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ فَعَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. The meaning of these verses is that in Islam, the marital relationship is based on freedom of choice, which indicates that affection, mercy, love, and compassion are the basic feelings between the husband and the wife. Okay? And if there is, this is the basic, okay? But always there is different point of view, there is anger, okay? This is normal, okay? Two individuals living together, everyone has his own point of view, okay? We have to expect that there is sometimes different point of view and anger, okay? But when this happens, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising the husbands, again the husbands, to control their anger and hate towards their wives, as there may be much good in their wives which they cannot recognize. You see, again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the message and the responsibility to the husbands. Okay? This is an advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have to be to the husbands. You have to be nice with your wives. Okay? Because you may hate them for an attitude, but still these wives, they have a lot of good inside them. Okay? So forget about what you dislike from her and concentrate and believe that there is still a lot of good in your wife. Okay? So be nice and treat her kindly. Okay? And the proof for this is that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the second Khalifa, he once approached a man, he was approached by a man expressing his resolve to divorce his wife simply because he didn't like her. a man didn't like his wife, so he said to Prophet, to Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, I want to divorce her because I don't like her. Okay? So Umar ibn al-Khattab said to him, our families built only on love, where would you then place loyalty and mutual care? Okay? What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, is advising through the Quran, which Umar ibn al-Khattab is following it, that if a husband doesn't love his wife, let him remember the pledge of marriage. There is a pledge of marriage. Okay, it is not just a relation of love and hate and agreement and no agreement. This is a pledge of marriage. Okay, and also let him remember the sympathy and the affection and the care of the wife, which are more important than the love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this advice to the husbands, okay, is clarifying to them that they have to keep their wives, they have to forget about what they dislike from their wives, because there are a lot of good inside every wife. Okay, so from all these proofs, it is very clear that Islam is all the time supporting the women. Islam is all the time through the Quran, and I will clarify to you more from the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is advising the men, okay, to take responsibility and to be kind and to give the marriage portion and to remember the pledge of marriage. So all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supporting us, supporting the women through giving most of the advices and the responsibilities to the husbands. Okay. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the world and all the things are precious, but the most precious thing in the world is a virtuous woman. What is a better statement and a hadith more than this? All the life is very precious, but the best is the virtuous woman. Alhamdulillah. So that every husband, when he feels that his wife is a virtuous woman, he will feel that Allah gave him the most precious thing in this life. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best property a man can have is a remembering tongue about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a grateful heart, and a believing wife who helps him in his faith. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the men, fear Allah regarding women. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Muslim must not hate his wife, and if he is displeased with one bad quality of her, let him be pleased with one that is good. All the advices to the husbands, all the instructions to the husbands. Okay, subhanallah. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the more civil and kind a Muslim is to his wife, the more perfect in faith he is. To encourage every man to be very kind to his wife. Every man is looking to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his belief and through his faith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clarifying to him the importance of your wife. If you are kind and civil with your wife, your faith will be better. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam again said, treat women kindly. Women are twin halves of men. Equality, the problem of equality. Actually, when we will discuss the class, inshallah, at the end, you will feel that you are more superior than your husband, alhamdulillah. Okay, and the Islam is so merciful to you more than the husbands. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best among you is the best in his treatment of his household, and I am the best of you in treatment of my household. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving example of himself, so that every Muslim whom he feels that his role model is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will follow this hadith. If Prophet Muhammad is the best to his household, so I will follow and I will be the best to my household. So alhamdulillah, from this hadith and from these verses of the Quran, it is very clear, sisters, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Islam respect women And Islam is giving the instruction through the Quran and through the Hadith to the husband to treat the women kindly and to forget about any mistakes of the women and to give them their dowry. And also to the women have the right to choose her husband. No one can pressurize her. Alhamdulillah, there is a pledge of marriage where you can write all your rights or whatever you are looking for, and your husband has to fulfill that he knows about this and he cannot change anything. So alhamdulillah, I think from my point of view that and it is a very minor point of view, that what more can Islam give to the woman? What more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his mercy can give us rights and can give us respect and kind treatment more than all these instructions and rules in the Quran and Sunnah. Now, inshallah, we will move to the next element of the topic, which is marriage is an act of worship. And this is very important, fundamental, basic for every husband and wife to know, so that inshallah you will live your marriage as a happy life and you will enjoy your marriage because your marriage is an act of worship. Regarding Islam, regarding marriage as an act of worship, marriage as an act of worship, we will read now from Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 162, to know this Quranic rule. In this Quranic rule, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to all the believers whom they are the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, my prayers, my worship, my living and my dying are for God alone, the Lord of all the worlds. Okay? So according to this Quranic rule, okay, you can have this rule as the general rule of life. What is your general rule of life as a believer? Your general rule of life as a believer is that all my life and death are an act of worship to God. Okay, this is the rule of the Quran, which Allah is commanding Prophet Muhammad and all the followers. Your prayers, your worship, your life and your dying are for God alone. For God alone, it means that they are an act of worship to God alone. Your life and your death. What is the meaning of an act of worship to God alone? It means that you have to have the intention of every saying and every action, okay, to cover these elements. Number one, obeying God's commands, looking for God's pleasure, your reward is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I will clarify to you this in detail, because sister, this has to be the general rule of life of every believer. If I am a believer and you tell me, sister Mona, what is your rule of life? What is your rule of life? Okay, my rule of life is that all my life and death are only for Allah, are only an act of worship to Allah. This means that my intention from any action and from any saying is, my intention is that from that action or from this saying, I am obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am looking for God's pleasure. And my reward is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All my saying and my deeds are acts of worship when they fulfill these three elements. Obeying the commands of Allah, looking for God's pleasure, and my reward is only from God. I will give you an example for this, okay, is when you eat and drink and you sleep, okay? When you eat, okay, and you want your eating to be an act of worship, okay, you must have the intention that I am eating the food, okay, because I want to have health and energy so that I can, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I can have the health and energy to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How I can pray the five prayers if I am not having health and energy? I will not be able to pray. And also, it is not only you are eating to have the health and energy to pray. You are eating to have the health and energy to do your responsibilities in life. Okay, you are a mother and you are a wife and you have responsibilities. So you are eating in order to have health and energy, in order to do your duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to do your duties towards your husband and towards your family. So the intention of my eating is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am eating and I am drinking and I am sleeping so that I will have the health and I will have the energy and I can do my duties for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my reward is not from anyone except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have this intention from every saying and from every action you do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will consider for you your action and your saying as an act of worship. Okay? So this means that all your life can be an act of worship, because in all your life you have this intention from every saying and from every deed that it is for the sake of Allah, it is obeying the command of Allah. I will get my reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not looking for any reward from any human being, because I am a believer. The believer is the one who believes that everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the owner of everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why I will look for a reward from human being whom they don't own anything and they don't do anything? I am looking for my reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Now if I want to follow this rule with my husband, okay? So I will substitute my saying and my deeds in general, and I will make it my saying and my deeds towards my husband. So now, I will have the intention for all my sayings and all my actions and all my deeds with my husband. I have the intention that they are an act of worship to God. This means that whatever saying I say to my husband, whatever action I do it to my husband in my house, you know, taking care of my house, taking care of him, okay? I am obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards my husband. I am looking for God's pleasure. What is the meaning of looking for God's pleasure? I am doing this for the sake of Allah. I am doing this because I am obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My husband is not in this issue at all. If you notice, I didn't write my husband here at all. I am doing everything to my husband, but in reality I am doing it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because my intention was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because I want to follow the command. I want my life to be for the sake of Allah. How it will be for the sake of Allah when I have the intention that everything which I am doing in this life, I don't see the people in all my deeds. I only watch Allah and I observe Allah and I am looking for the reward from Allah, and this is what I am doing with my husband. Whatever Allah, we will clarify now in the Quran, commanded me towards my husband, I will do it, obeying the commands. Why you are doing it? I am doing it because I am looking for God's pleasure, Allah's pleasure, because He commanded me. And if I obey the commands, I will get Allah's pleasure. So I am obeying the commands of Allah. Whom you are looking for the reward from? You are looking for the reward from your husband to give you a gift or to tell you thank you? No, never. At all. Yes. This is what I will discuss in details now. This is the cause of all the troubles in our life. Marriage life, yes. I will discuss it inshallah in details now. My reward is only from God. Sisters, if you want to believe to yourself that you are a true believer to yourself, okay, not to anyone, only to yourself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your reality, check yourself in number 3. Your reward is only from God, okay? What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that all your life with your husband will be complete dedication to God in every moment. In every moment, I am living, obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, every moment of my marriage was an act of worship. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I will clarify to you practically Because alhamdulillah, the most important in this lecture is to learn the practical ways, not the theoretical. Because most of us knew about the theoretical, okay, the information from the Quran and the Sunnah. But how to live it practically, this is the difficult issue. Okay, so practically, the Muslim woman understands the responsibility that Islam has given her, okay, to take care of her husband's house and children by making her a shepherd over her husband's house and children. She has been specially reminded of this responsibility in that hadith which I will mention to you now. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, each of you is a shepherd and each is responsible for those under his care. A man is a shepherd of his family. This is number one. Number two, a woman is a shepherd of her husband's house and children. For each of you is a shepherd and each of you is responsible for those under his care. So now let us live practically this hadith, okay, so that inshallah, we will be living our marriage as an act of worship. Okay? Now, I want you sisters to... if you can just put it here. So now, sisters, let us discuss practically. Okay? How I can live my marriage with my husband as an act of worship. If you want to live... Number one, sisters, I want you to know one thing. It is only up to you and up to your intention. If truly you have the intention that you want to live your life with your husband as an act of worship, inshallah, it will be very easy for you. If that this is correct, if you are a true believer, you have to believe that the Quran is correct. And you have to believe that you have to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this command was given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you are a believer in the Quran and believer in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this must be the rule of your life. Okay, this is number one. If this is the rule, okay, I am not choosing. I only have to obey. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now I have to find a way through myself so that we can follow. Now you have to have all the time this conversation between you and yourself. You ask yourself, when you are sitting in a room alone, just like this, okay, internally, myself, in reality, we are believer in Allah, inshallah she will tell you yes. Myself, in reality, we are believer in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah it will tell you yes. Okay, tell her now myself, how we can practice this rule? Because if I don't practice this rule, I am not living my life as a true believer, I am not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So if yourself tell you, I believe in the rule, and you agree with yourself that you will have the intention to live your life with your husband as an act of worship, everything which I will mention to you now will be easy. But if you don't succeed, okay, to have the agreement with yourself that you will follow this rule, whatever I will tell you now, you will just listen to it and you will not get any benefit. Okay, so I want you first to have the agreement between you and yourself. This is something very personal. No one can push you to do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pushing anyone to be a true believer, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of the belief of any of us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us to the right path so that we can live a happy life in this world. Inshallah, this is what I will clarify to you in detail. If you succeed with yourself, and if yourself is a good self, and a righteous self, okay, and a truthful self, it will be very happy. She will feel very happy to follow this rule. Okay, because it is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you feel that you have a problem to believe in this rule and to practice this rule and to live this rule, you have to recheck your belief again first before discussing about marriage. Okay, discuss the fundamental base. I am a true believer. I am a follower of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was created to follow it or not. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, you have the agreement with yourself that, oh Allah, I agree for this, I will follow this, I believe in this rule. Okay, so now you will have the intention that all your sayings and all your actions with your husbands are only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this means that, sister, this means that suppose today I will clean all the house. Okay, very big house. And I wake up, alhamdulillah, I pray Fajr prayer, inshallah. Then I tell to myself, I will clean all the house. Best cleaning. Not just cleaning, you know, very superficial. No, I will clean it in the best way. Okay? Then you tell to yourself, I am cleaning my house in the best way because this is an act of worship. I am a shepherd. This is my responsibility. I will be asked about my responsibility. This is how you all the time keep the conversation between you and yourself, because the shaitan will all the time tell you why you are cleaning too much, why you are doing all of this effort. No one will tell you thank you, you are not a servant, he can get someone to help you, this and that. Why you are doing all of this effort? You tell to yourself, I am doing all of this effort because I am a shepherd. This is my responsibility. I will be asked about it on the day of judgment. This is why, sister, the basic for all your actions and deeds has to be your belief. If you are a true believer, alhamdulillah, everything is easy. I am a true believer. I have responsibility. In this life, I am not living this life just to choose. If I want to clean, I will clean. If I don't want to clean, I will not clean the house today. I don't like it. Difficult. No, it is not up to this. You are responsible. You have a responsibility. Taking care of the house is your responsibility. You like it, you don't like it, you agree for or not. This is a command Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So you have to know your responsibilities. Okay, and you have to accept your responsibilities because it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you start to clean the house, before cleaning the house, you tell to yourself your intention internally. My intention from cleaning the house is that this is an act of worship. This is, I'm doing my responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me. Jazakallah khair. I am not waiting for my husband to come at 5 o'clock to tell me, oh, what a great job you did today. Oh yes, oh, what a great effort you do it today. This is excellent, this is super. He can kiss your hand also, no problem. Yes, because you did an excellent, yani unexpected work. No, sister, this is totally wrong. Yes, totally wrong if you are a true believer. Alhamdulillah, I am a true believer, I will do my responsibilities. While you are doing your responsibility, while I am cleaning the house, I am telling to myself all praise to Allah. The one who will reward me is Allah. Now Allah is giving me my reward while I am cleaning. Because Allah is the one who reward me. Now I am doing the actions which I am supposed to do, my responsibility. While I am doing it, I am getting the reward from Allah. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you finish cleaning your house in the best shape, you have to feel very happy, very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you live the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You prove to yourself, in reality, I am a true believer. I am worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not looking for anything from my husband. I am not looking for any nice word from my husband. When your husband comes and tell you, oh, mashallah, you clean the house, you tell him, and I tell you, sister, believe me, this is not a joke. You know, some sister will say, what I am saying, you know, is not realistic. Sister, this is Islam, which we know about it very little in reality. If we know the spirit of Islam, we will believe this is the best religion. Okay? And Islam is the religion which is most merciful with the women. Because now I will compare to you the situation of two women. The one whom she's living her marriage as an act of worship, and the one, okay, which is a lot around in our life. This one is very little. But I pray to Allah that after the class, there will be some increase in the number, inshallah, with the help of Allah. The other kind of the women whom they are most of the life, okay, she is living the life with her husband as a battle of equality. Okay, if he give, I give. He will not give, I will never give. Yes, and let us see who will win. Yes, no problem. We have time, we have effort, we have everything. And because of that, always the husband die before the wives. Yes, because of the battle. She is always more strong. Yes, because she has a lot of free time, a lot of very heavy emotions. Okay, so he will not tolerate the battle. He will escape to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complaining from her to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the only power in life. To whom he will complain? To his mother. She wins over his mother, over his family, over his wealth. She wins over everything. Yes, this is the woman. Woman, when she wants to win, she will win. But this is not the winning. This is the total loss of everything. Yes, you have to know this, sister, and try to look around you. Look with the clear vision, not with the heavy vision. Okay? So, if alhamdulillah, let us live with the other one whom she's living marriage as an act of worship. She cleaned the house and alhamdulillah. I want you to know that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will bestow in her heart while she's cleaning the feeling of content, the feeling that she's thankful to Allah, the feeling that she's very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I am living my life as an act of worship. Oh Allah, all praise to you. Whom is living his life as an act of worship like me when you live like this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to be very content with this feeling. This is more than enough for me. So when your husband tell you thank you will reply to him, may Allah reward you the best. Alhamdulillah, I got all my reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but thank you very much also. What do you think the response of your husband? When every day he will come and he will find that his house is in the best shape, his kids are in the best shape, you are a very nice woman, not asking for this and that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reply instead of the husband. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Rahman, وَهَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Okay? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. If there is any reward for good other than good, if you give good, you will get good. This is the rule. This is the rule. If there are some excuses, we are not discussing the excuses or the, you know, this. Sometimes there are some abnormal cases. But this is the rule. Try it. Try these rules. Okay? And I want to tell you that from other sisters, from the life of other sisters, whom they decide to change their life and to follow this rule of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that their husband changed 180%. And before using this rule, she was all the time asking her husband or their husband, you know, I want this ring, he will not give it to her. I want this blouse, he will tell her later on. Why? Because you cannot get anything from anyone by pressure. Okay? But you can take the heart of everyone if you show him the loyalty and if you show him that you are a sincere person. I am doing all of this for the sake of Allah, and may Allah reward all of us the best. Why? Because also your husband is doing his work. If this number two cases, okay, or number two example, whom she's always looking for her husband to give her a gift and to tell her, to kiss her hand when he will come and see the house is clean, okay, why she will not kiss his hand every day when he will come back from his work? Because he did his responsibility. If the rule is that when I do my responsibility, it is my responsibility. I didn't consider it responsibility, I consider it a favor to my husband, and he has to be thankful to me. I have to follow the same rule with my husband. When he goes to his work and come back, it is not his responsibility, it is a favor. Next day he can stay for you at home and tell you, I am not going to work. Tell me, please go to work. Yes, the same. This is your rule. If everyone will not agree to do his responsibility, you know, this is the women. I am not against the women. I am one of the women, okay? But I want to tell you one thing, that we destroy our own life when we don't follow the rules of the Islam. And the most important, sister, is that you don't enjoy your marriage life. Your marriage life is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a lot of sisters not married. And there are a lot of sisters whom the life of marriage is a hell. Okay? And the life of marriage is the best years of your life. You have to know this. This is the best years of your life. If you realize it, and if you follow the Quran, you will feel how mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with you when He gave you that man. How that your husband is so important to you. Number one, psychologically. Not because of the financial need for him, no, sister. Psychologically. As a woman, you need love. Okay, this is the normal human spirit, especially the women. They are nourished by love. Okay, who will give you the love? Except your husband, after marriage. Before marriage, your mother and your father and your sister. After marriage, when you leave your back country and come to America and you have your husband. Okay? Who is supposed to give you the love which is the most important for your spirit, other than your husband? No one can give it to you until you have a baby. And even when you have a baby, it is not right to love your baby more than your husband. This is wrong. This is wrong. For yourself. You know why? Because by time, your baby will be a son and he will leave. And you will be again facing your husband, whom you didn't have any time to love him. So you will be again in the same problem. You didn't live your marriage life happily at all. Okay? But if you realize that I am in need of love, and if I have the love which I need, I will be a balanced personality, and I will be... I can do my responsibilities, whether at home or in the work, in the best shape. And I can worship Allah in the best shape. How I can have the amount of love which I need it, I can have it from my husband. Can I have it by pressurizing him? Never. Because this is not the true love which your spirit is in need of. I can have it only when I feel that in reality he loves me. How he can love you and give you affection and mercy from the deep of his heart, only when he feels that you are giving him the same feeling from the depths of your heart. Okay? How you can do all of this? How you can be the best living your marriage as an act of worship? How you can do all your responsibilities towards your husband without asking him for anything? Okay, you can do it when you believe that this, my marriage, is an act of worship. Allah is between me and my husband. I am doing the cleaning now. Oh Allah, you watch me, you give me the reward. Oh Allah, I am very thankful. Okay, my husband is out. Okay, when I cook, the same. When I take care of the kids until 10, 11 o'clock at night, and my husband is watching the television, and I am the one studying for the kids, preparing the dinner, everything, and he is watching the television, okay? I will not go and tell him, come, come, come. We are two. I am not one. Yes, wake up. I can leave you alone. And then you will pay a very high price. Go and prepare the dinner, quickly. Otherwise, okay? Yes, and I don't know what will be the response of your husband. There are a lot of responses. Some are good, some are very bad. Then we start the circle of fighting and fighting and fighting, and there are very important people paying very high price, your kids, sisters. You have to know that whenever there is any problem between you and your husband, very minor problem, this is distracting the growth of your kids, either psychologically or even regarding to their normal growth, body growth. Okay? So when you forget about your marriage as an act of worship, you are destroying yourself because you are not fulfilling your responsibility as a shepherd for your house and your husband. So you are destroying your responsibility with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, you are losing the happiness of the marriage. Because, sisters, I want to tell you, try to feel happy when you do your responsibilities in the best shape. Get this habit inside you. This is the habits of the true believers. Not only to fast and to pray and... No, fasting and praying, alhamdulillah, number one. Number two, I am doing my responsibilities. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah in the best shape, because my responsibilities are acts of worship. And it is the relation between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I did this in the best shape, I always feel a lot of happiness inside myself. This is Allah. Allah will reward you the happiness inside you. When you do your responsibilities for His sake, this is the reward of Allah. This is the worldly reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This worldly reward, you cannot get it from any human being. No one can make you to feel happy or content, okay? Or you have a self-respect and you feel that you are strong. Alhamdulillah, today I win on all my desires and all my shaitan and iblis, and I obey Allah, and I did all my work in my house in the best shape with the intention. It is an act of worship. And I feel different today. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you will feel happy. Your husband will feel that, alhamdulillah, what happens to my wife? Actually, I want your husbands, inshallah, to feel a difference, inshallah, after this lecture, inshallah. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, when I was in Iowa City, I gave this lecture. And it was in the masjid. It was a small masjid. Then, after a few weeks, some of the husbands of the sisters, they went to my husband and they told him, tell to Sister Mona that we are very thankful to her. This is the husband. There is something going on with our wives. We don't know why. How she can reach them in this way. We cannot reach them as Sister Mona can reach them. So my husband come and tell me, can you treat me the same way? Which the sisters are treating their husbands. I told them I am the one. So, you know, sister, let us be happy. Let us love our husbands. Let our husband love us. Let our kids live a happy life. This is the goal of the commands of the Quran. If you will check all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the goal is to live, alhamdulillah, a right, happy life. Okay, and this is regarding to the marriage. And when you will discuss anything related to the rules of the Quran, inshallah, you will reach the same goal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to believe that only according to His rules, I can live a happy life in all the aspects of my life. Okay, so inshallah, you will be good with your husband. You will not ask him for anything. You always live. This is also a way to strengthen your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all the time I am observing Allah. Oh Allah, I clean now, I am getting the reward. Alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, now I will start cooking. I am very exhausted. But this is my responsibility. And Allah is watching me. And Allah will reward me. I will cook. I am cooking the food. Okay. But I will add a cake also, which my husband likes. I want Allah to give me more reward. This is when you feel that you are all the time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you make one cake more, you add and add. You are adding because you are looking for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I told you, because I want to move to another point, that sister, try it, okay? Give to yourself 3 days and try this advice for 3 days. And you will, inshallah, notice how you yourself first. You will feel different. And number two, what a reward you will have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here and in the hereafter, because you are obeying His commands. And inshallah, how your husband will feel, how your kids will feel, how the family will feel, inshallah. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there will be a lot of affection, love, and mercy, and sympathy, okay, for all of us through this rule, okay? This is number two. Also, I want to tell you that through living marriage as an act of worship, you will win your worldly life because you will have a happy marriage life. And also, sisters, you will fulfill the goal of your creation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Dhariyat that He created all the mankind and the jinn to worship Him. This is the goal of your creation. So when you live your marriage as an act of worship, you are fulfilling the goal of your creation, and this means that, inshallah, the paradise will be your destination. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any woman who dies and her husband is pleased with her, she will enter the paradise. Alhamdulillah. You are having the reward from Allah, you are content, you are living a very happy life, and inshallah, all the time, sister, while you are living your marriage as an act of worship, get the feeling, this is the paradise. I am inshallah in the paradise. Allah promised me the paradise, so I am not looking for any reward from any human being, and I will not be upset with any action of any human being. If my husband come and he noted that everything is all right, then he will tell me, oh, what is it, why you didn't put the bottles of the water in the refrigerator? I tell to myself, you are still in the test. Okay, close your ear. I am getting the reward from Allah. Okay, my husband, thank you very much. I will put it in the refrigerator. We want to practice. Okay, inshallah. Allah make it easy for all of us. May Allah make it easy for... If you believe, you will do. If you don't do, you don't believe. It is up to you. Okay. So now the next question, sisters, will be, you will ask me, Sister Mona, what are the ways which she can make us to live our marriage as an act of worship? Okay? To answer this question will be in the element number 3 of the this discussion, which is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You can answer this question, how to live your marriage as an act of worship, through believing that marriage is a bond of mercy and affection, from the Quran also. Okay?